The EPR onslaught came down upon us as a bolt from the blue, recalled Leon Rosenfeld, who was in Copenhagen at the time. Its effect on Bohr was remarkable. Immediately abandoning everything else, Bohr was convinced that a thorough examination of the EPR thought experiment would reveal where Einstein had gone wrong. He would show them the right way to speak about it. Excitedly, Bohr started dictating to Rosenfeld the draft of a reply, but soon he began to hesitate. "No, this won't do. We must try all over again," Bohr mumbled to himself. So it went on for a while with growing wonder at the unexpected subtlety of the EPR argument, recalled Rosenfeld. Now and then he would turn to me and ask, "What can they mean? Do you understand it?" After a while, an increasingly agitated Bohr realized that the argument Einstein had deployed was both ingenious and subtle. A refutation of the EPR paper would be harder than he first thought, and he announced that he must sleep on it. The next day he was calmer. "They do it smartly," he told Rosenfeld, "but what counts is to do it right." For the next 6 weeks, day and night, Bohr worked on nothing else. Even before he had finished his reply to EPR, Bohr wrote a letter on 29th of June for publication in the journal Nature. Entitled Quantum Mechanics and Physical Reality, it briefly spelled out his counterattack. Once again, the New York Times smelt a story. Bohr and Einstein at odds. They begin a controversy concerning the fundamental nature of reality, were the headlines of the article that appeared on 28th of July. The Einstein-Bohr controversy has just begun this week in the current issue of Nature, the British scientific publication, the paper told its readers, with a preliminary challenge by Professor Bohr to Professor Einstein, and with a promise by Professor Bohr that a fuller development of this argument will be given in an article to be published shortly in the Physical Review. Bohr had deliberately chosen the same forum as Einstein, and his six-page response, received on 13th of July, was also entitled, "Can Quantum Mechanical Description of Physical Reality Be Considered Complete?"